my hands off the wheel. The only time I take my hands off the wheel.
Bird note. A city lake may seem quiet and still at first, but with a little time, you might start to hear its music. Female wood ducks call out to each other, keeping an eye out for predators. Red-winged blackbirds sing from the cattails. The males perch high on the stems and show off their red shoulder patches, while the females search for food deep in the undergrowth. A belted kingfisher flies the length of the shoreline, rattling and diving at small fish. Several pairs of mallards paddle around the shallows, quacking companionably as they dunk their heads in the water looking for food. An eastern kingbird dashes out from a high branch to snatch a fly over the water. From a woody thicket along the bank, male song sparrows belt out their chorus all day long. But when a red-tailed hawk passes overhead, everyone falls silent. Stick around long enough, and the music will begin again. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Pre-produced at my nuclear weapons-free zone in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 93 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. This is the Midsummer New Music Spectacular episode I was promising, and, well, it's pretty good. I went through 3 months of the Earshot charts, CITR charts, and Pitchfork. From there, it was supplemented with some digback on Earshot Distro, my CanCon solution, and then a brief search on Blaylocks to find just one more song. There are new releases from Deerhoof and Water From Your Eyes that have songs featured tonight, and I dig deeper into recent releases from Spiral XP, Baby Baby Explorers, and others. There are no randoms on the show tonight. Everything is quite new. Hour one, which is now, is rock giving way to ambient, then down-tempo, and then progressively more up-tempo electronic stuff. Hour two is stronger, no disrespect to hour one, and is filled with the freshest bread and vegan butter rock and electropop tunes. There's a trap song on here tonight, which is a first. If there were any regular listeners of this show, they would know that I'm fond of trap music. My parents don't count in this circumstance. They don't know what trap music is. Anyway, there is a trap song, but it's way later on, like, I think the second or third last song on the show tonight. I have a bit of an announcement. It's exciting for me, for selfish, indulgent reasons. I will be DJing at the Lido on Thursday, July 27th, starting at 9 p.m., and then followed by host of the art show, Jake Gradowski, who will be DJing from 11 till close. The Lido, if you don't already know, is at 518 East Broadway, which is east of Main Street, east of Kingsway, and it's about a block beyond Kingsgate Mall. It's almost closer to Fraser Street. But it is a great bar. I'm really excited to play there. Jacob will be great. It'll be good music all night, I can guarantee that. And I will probably mess up a few times just to make things interesting. Again, it will be on Thursday, July 27th at 9 p.m. at the Lido, 518 East Broadway in Vancouver. Closer to the date, you can check the Home of Burnaby Rock Facebook page or the Lido events page, where it will be called, I don't know, Ballers of CJSF or Ballers of Community Radio or something like that. Also, maybe Jacob will mention it on his event listings show. Tonight's show started with Aha, a new outfit from Toronto, and then current title holders of Canada's Best Band, Piss for Pumpkin, and then thirdly was a song from the new Spiral XP.
I'm not afraid to. Remember there.